It's 10 minutes to 8 here now on the very polite News Talk Breakfast with Shane Coleman and Paul Williams. Now, a new study from the University of Dartmouth has found that e-cigarettes could substantially increase the number of young adults who eventually become cigarette smokers themselves. On the line now to explain is Professor Luke Clancy. He's Director General of Tobacco Free Institute of Ireland. Good morning, Professor Clancy. Now, these e-cigarette devices have become hugely popular. A lot of people I know who have given up smoking purely as a result of them. This new research has thrown the cat among the pigeons, so to speak.
Well, it certainly is another bit of information. You know, there's been an awful lot of studies and going one way or the other. From a person like myself who's interested in tobacco control, we have kind of several different questions, because my interest is overall, what will e-cigarettes do to the smoking rate in the country? And that's kind of a long-term effect. Most people, however, are saying, well, what is it going to do for me? I'm a smoker. Will it help me to stop? And these questions can have different answers. What we know at the moment, and we don't know enough to really make definitive claims. What we know is that e-cigarettes have helped people to give up, and that they probably are a valid way of stopping, but they're no better and not as good as some of the agents we already have that people aren't using. So that's a kind of a worry for people like me.
We don't know the full effect or implications of e-cigarettes yet, because they're so new, like in terms of our health. Well, we do know it helps people to quit, but how significant is and how does it work in terms of quitting? And now, whether it is a push factor for people actually starting smoking?
Well, we have in the Institute have examined over a few years now the smoking rates and the e-cigarette usage in students, 16 and 17 year olds. And we found, for instance, in 2014, that something like a quarter of young people at that age had used e-cigarettes. But more worryingly, we'd found that a third of those who used e-cigarettes had never smoked. Now, there's a lot of information that e-cigarettes are likely to be less harmful than cigarettes. But that doesn't mean that they're harmless. And then the question you raise about, okay, they may not be as harmful, but do they lead to cigarette smoking? That's not known with confidence. But the American studies, and this isn't the only one, there are several American studies now which suggest that they're kind of a gateway to smoking. Mm. And that's a big worry. So we have to think about them and say, right, they're probably less harmful than cigarettes, but they're not harmless. And do we really want our children addicted to nicotine, even if nicotine is not such a bad addiction? It does cost money, and it is an addiction. So our attitude to young people smoking and using e-cigarettes has to be different from whether they can be used as a smoking cessation aid, which is possible, but not even certain at this stage.
I'm just wondering, is there a difference here? You remember, you may recall, when we were all kids at one stage, 30, 40 years ago, there were a lot of, you could buy in shops little packets of cigarettes, little sweet things, which was extraordinary when you think today, you know, it was normalising smoking for all kids from as soon as they could walk and talk almost. But the old e-cigarette design was that it was designed like a cigarette, so that would be that would influence a young person if they were sucking on one of those things. But now the devices that I see around the place in pubs and that are a big awkward sort of pipe thing, and it isn't quite, to use the vernacular, not quite as sexy as the old cigarette shaped e-cigarette, if you know what I mean.
I think that's absolutely true. They're quite different, but it doesn't mean that they don't have their own appeal. But more importantly, by and large, they contain nicotine, which is in itself addictive, whereas the others were sweets. But I agree with you, they were giving the wrong message. But in this case, they're different, they have their own appeal, but more importantly, probably, they do, by and large, contain nicotine and are therefore addictive. And at a minimum, we're saying it's okay for our children to become addicted to nicotine because it's not such a bad addiction. So that is a worry. And we've repeated our surveys and found that the prevalence of these had increased the following year. So, for instance, 4% had used only e-cigarettes. They'd used them regularly, whereas it had gone up to 10% in 18 months later. So the thing is quite common. It is a problem. And it means that the context of e-cigarettes has to be widened.
Okay.
We can't think of it as just a smoking cessation aid. It has wider implications for tobacco control in society.
Okay, there's obviously a lot more research to be done there, but I think the underlying thing is that trend is that we're winning the war against less and less people smoking all the time. Professor Luke Clancy, Director General of the Tobacco Free Institute of Ireland, thank you very much for that analysis.